was normal, but by the time I was five, I thought it wasn't normal, and I'm the only person in my class who's doing it in school. And I asked my mum, why am I doing all this stuff? And it was very difficult for her to answer.
I guess guilty is the first thing that you feel. You feel guilty for being in that position in the first place and them having to do that, kind of that you're robbing them of their childhood a little bit, really.
I wake up at 6 o'clock. I wake my brother up, I do my mum's meds, and then I get her up and then I put her on the toilet. I do everything for her that I can possibly do, but I think I need to do more. When I was little, I did think I can't be bothered to do anything, but by the time I was like 6, I knew that I had to do it.
Sometimes it makes us feel stressed because, like, not normal people have to do that. Like, just, like, angry. It's just hard, because if I didn't have to do this, I'd just be like, in my opinion, I'd be lazy.
My mum was a traditional mum. She did everything. Dad went out of work and mum stayed home. And the girls haven't had that luxury.
This just happened, I never knew. Couldn't really go anywhere and I couldn't really go on much holidays because she couldn't work or anything. So I was usually like helping her around in the house and stuff. Making food, doing the dishes and just cleaning around. Yeah, making like anything basically. I just read the box.
2 years ago, they thought I had cancer. They thought it was ovarian cancer. You know, do the maths. I had to prepare my son that I don't know which way it was going to go.
I was thinking, like, what did end up, like, you know, worst case scenario, I would be left looking after my dad, being the only person. That made us worry. She's more like my best friend more than my mum. She'll help us and she'll support us in anything I do.
I had to do a lot of jobs and I wasn't as out of the house as much as my friends were, and I wasn't like going out with a lot of people to have fun. We know she's not going to get any better. She thinks I'm a great help and she's proud of us, so I'm happy with the way my life is.
It's not until you sit and talk about it you realise what it is they've been through. Children shouldn't be looking after their parents, but they've got to. It's what happened. And you can't change it, so you just got to kind of cope with it as best you can.